So there was a very, very strong Persian influence across the peninsula. One could go so far as to say that the revival of monumental tombs, which you see a surge of construction of them in Asia Minor, again, many of them are in a more traditional or Hellenizing style, was in part owed to the Persian peace, the wealth of the Persian Empire, the security and the prosperity, and also the fact that many Anatolian artists were employed, as well as Greek, were employed at Persepolis on the royal building programs in the Persian heartland and saw marvelous monumental tombs of Cyrus and his descendants. And the notion of putting up great monumental tombs was reinforced. And under the conditions of the Persian Empire, as Anatolian grandees made their careers in the service of the Persian governors, obtained estates and privileges, why not put up tombs just as the great king did in Persia? And that was so there's even an influence there in the development of the funerary arts of Asia Minor from that Persian background. Furthermore, as I said, the Persians were extremely tolerant. The regions of Asia Minor that were either part of the East Greece or under strong Greek influence, and that would be the Greek cities in Ionia, the colonies on the Black Sea coast, and the Greek cities in that region known as Pamphylia on the southern shore, that would be East Greece and the islands in Cyprus, as well as Lycia, Caria, and Lydia, those western regions, the hinterlands to the Ionian shore, those areas, Greek aesthetics and traditions continued. Persian governors were just as impeccable about respecting the rites of the different Greek shrines. And that meant going so far as to adjudicate in favor of the Temple of Artemis. The Persians were always very, very scrupulous about respecting religious institutions of their conquered people. Again, the one exception is Egypt, where we get a series of stories where King Cambyses was apparently enraged at the animal worship. And there is a story, it's questionable, but it's a story that the bull Apis that represents Osiris was taken out and turned into a barbecue with the Persian army at the time of the conquest. And this tended to incense the Egyptians into rebellion. And there's a number of stories along these lines. We're not sure if they're true or not. But on the whole, the Persians didn't do this. They respected other cults and shrines. And Greek shrines in particular did quite well. Furthermore, the Greeks were extremely prized as useful subjects. Many of them were summoned to Persepolis to work on the building programs. Greek mercenaries, Greek specialists traveled to Persepolis. There was an account written in the early 4th century by a man named Ctesias, who was the personal physician of King Artaxerxes II, actually set the wound of the king that he suffers at the Battle of Canuxa in 401 BC, we're told, and wrote his own account of Persia. From what we can tell, it was much more a gossip column than a history, and Herodotus was, I think, superior to Ctesias. But nonetheless, here is a Greek who was entrusted with the personal care of the great king of Persia, a man who had the very life of the king in his hands if he so wished to take it. And again, it goes to show how much the Persians were an imperial people, more than willing to use their various subjects in this great multi-ethnic empire. And so you can see artistic influences at Persepolis that go back to Anatolian or Greek models. There's also Egyptian. The city of Persepolis today, which has marvelous relief programs in southwestern Iran, shows the various peoples of the empire rendering tribute. And you can trace elements from a whole variety of civilizations. Columns inspired by Egyptian prototypes, Greek prototypes. We have tablets that record the payment of workmen from Persepolis. There's a large number of Greeks and Anatolians who appear on this. They're paid in silver, they're paid in grain. Even the coinage, that unique invention of the Lydians, which the Lydian kings created, and King Croesus is the first to strike a bimetallic currency of a gold coin exchanged against silver coins. The Persians simply continue the system. They take it over. They continue to mint coins at Sardis and use it to meet its administrative cost within Asia Minor, particularly silver coins, the so-called sigilloi in Greek or shekels, and they developed a gold coinage that was used for empire-wide payments. So that in many ways, the Persian kings built very effectively upon the institutions of Lydia, the institutions of Phrygia, some of this going back to Hittite models. They respected Greek civilization. They had no problem with the Greek cults, and also allowed the Greeks their rights to govern themselves within certain guidelines. That is, they were always answerable to the satrap at Sardis.